Good morning to you, Froggy Land. It's the Morning Splash with Marty McFlies and Gracie Hopper. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, do we have a guest to introduce to you right now.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, chicks and dudes, brothers and sisters.
Everybody in the whole wide world.
The one and only Lee Bryce. Good morning to you, sir.
Stop it.
How you doing, man? You're getting underway with the American Made Tour. You finally glad to be kicking this thing off?
Oh, yeah, we are, man. Me and Justin were just talking. It's already rocking. It's only been, you know, a few shows in, and we're getting things dialed in, and we're starting to kind of settle into it and feel good. It's been a ball already. We haven't even really got it up and going yet. You know, fiery. So we're about to turn it up.
I'll bet, man.
So, of course, you know, you have the tour kicking off, and this is huge for you and Justin Moore and William Michael Morgan. But what got you started in country music? Like, what are your roots?
Oh, man, my roots are gospel, kind of growing up in church. And then it was, you know, what my daddy listened to. My daddy listened to a lot of, like, vocal groups. So the Statler Brothers and, like, the Oak Ridge Boys in Alabama. And then, he loved singers. So, you know, Ben Gill and Ronnie Millsap and that kind of stuff. And then when I kind of found my own, it was when I was about 12 and Garth Brooks came on the scene. I had a little radio beside my bed. That's what started me kind of on the path that I'm on.
Right on. Now, judging by your Wikipedia page, which of course can never tell a lie, you actually grew up in South Carolina, right?
Yeah, Sumter, South Carolina. Sumter. And we just did a show, actually, about 30 minutes from there on this tour. So it was cool to be home.
Cool. Now, how close is that to Beaufort? Because that's actually something you and I share in common. I spent about 6 years of my childhood in Beaufort, South Carolina. Beautiful state.
That's around the coast. I'm about 90 miles from the coast.
So okay.
Pretty much anywhere you want to go, because we're right in the middle of the state. About an hour and a half from there, I've spent time there too, man. That's awesome.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful town. Now, here's something that's really cool. Some people don't know this about you, but you actually helped write More Than a Memory for Garth Brooks, which ended up going diamond.
Woo-woo!
10 million copies sold. How's it feel to have written a diamond hit, dude?
Man, it's kind of weird. I mean, just like it's weird to have been, you know, part of Garth Brooks' career and life, because I grew up, you know, really. He was kind of the useful hero for me, and I wrote that song about my college girlfriend, you know, and then it ended up being, you know, kind of a song that kind of brought Garth back on the scene whenever he was retired, and it went number one in 1 week, and then now it's continued to blow my mind, truly.
It's an awesome tune, man. Awesome tune. Congratulations on that.
Now, something else I know you're probably about to lose your mind over. Clemson Tigers are the national champs.
Oh man, I still have to watch it fall off my face. I can promise you that.
Now, you're not just a fan. Like, Clemson Tigers runs in your blood, right?
Oh yeah, and I mean, I played football there, and my whole family, you know, they're all Clemson folks, and a bunch of them have gone there. And Daddy, you know, they recruited him to come play football there, and he stayed home. And got married and had youngins.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of been that thing my whole life. If I wanted to play football, kind of for myself, but for my daddy too. And so that was a big goal of my life growing up. It was always music and football.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Speaking of getting married and having babies, we have got to say congratulations to you and your wife, Sarah. Y'all just let the cat out of the bag. Y'all are having a baby girl.
Sure enough. I mean, it kind of is weird to say that, you know, because I never imagined that. I got two kids, and they're both boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, you get in this routine even, like a pattern of kind of figuring them out and working through that. So now I feel like I got a whole new thing coming to my plate, and I just feel a little bit, heck, at first I was a little afraid. I'm like, man, I don't know what I do with a girl.
I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. I have one boy, and a daughter would just stress me out.
Now all country songs talk about how the daddy's little girl is wrapped around, you know, your finger. Is that what's going to happen? She's going to be a little country princess?
Well, she's going to be a country princess that can fight and shoot.
There you go.
That's what's up.
So you got, there you go. You got any names picked out yet?
Well, not really. We've talked about a couple, but we I guess my brain was just always thinking boys, so we never even really
thought about girl names.
So let's start over again.
There you go. So you're kicking off this brand new American Made tour, and we want to know, you've been touring for quite a while now. You still get those pre-show jitters?
Oh man, yeah. Most times those jitters are just excitement. Truly, at this point, you know, whenever we've worked hard to where the show is like we got it down and we feel like we can really dig into it. And when you do that, it takes a little bit of the pressure off. Mm-hmm. So it lets you just get excited rather than nervous. You know, now there are some shows that get you nervous for whatever reason, and I do get nervous. It's just like football. Right before I played those games, I had this excitement. You know, this energy.
Of course.
I
think that's the best part of it. It's awesome.
So you have the jitters, but do you have any like pre-show superstitions, rituals that you got to do?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, we like to get together on the band bus and hang out and maybe have an adult beverage and just kind of rally up the troops, man. That's about all we do, and then we hit the stage running.
Love those adult beverages. Nothing will loosen up those nerves.
Now, my next question, though, what kind of grief does Justin and William Michael Morgan give you for not wearing a cowboy hat?
Well, they don't give me much grief at all because you know, we truly are buddies. But also, I'm a whole lot bigger than both of them, so I'm not worried about that.
You ain't scared.
You take care of it.
Well, they're certainly going to be joining you on your American Made tour, Justin Moore and William Michael Morgan. And we cannot wait to see your show, buddy. Lee Bryce coming to the CFSB Center here in Murray, Thursday, February 23rd. You can still get tickets to the show, Ticketmaster or the CFSB box office. Can't wait to see you, Lee.
Man, I'm so excited. Y'all, it's going to be so fun. Everybody get ready, man. Bring your dancing boots and your partying shoes. Let's get it on.
Right on. Well, that's certainly what we're going to plan on doing, buddy. We appreciate you being on the show.
Cool. I'll see y'all then.
Thanks, Lee Bryce. See ya.
Lee, y'all.
Bye. His phone got really good at the very end.
Yep.
Dude, I don't even know.
It sounded like he was on the bus and just.